This is Detroit Lions Football Game Day on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you in part by Ford Motor Company, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Blue Care Network, Xfinity from Comcast, Henry Ford Health System, Bud Light, McDonald's, ABC Warehouse, Consumers Energy Business Solutions, Blue Diamond Almonds, 5-Hour Energy, and Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Today's game is brought to you locally by Citizens Bank, U.S. Park, Crown Royal, Lucido Fine Jewelry, Flagstar Bank, Buddy's Pizza, ProtectCell, the University of Toledo, Health Plus of Michigan, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Crittenden Hospital Medical Center.
From Ford Field, Dan Miller, Jim Brandstetter, and Tony Ortiz.
Coin toss brought to you by Lucido Fine Jewelers for Metro Detroit's most beautiful engagement rings. Here's our referee, Bill Vinovich.
Indianapolis, you are the visitors. Who is going to call it? He is called heads. It is a tail. You want the ball? Which way do you want to kick? You're lined up correctly. Detroit has won the toss, elected to receive. Good luck, gentlemen.
Lions get the ball first. They'll move left to right across your radio dial from the broadcast booth to the field. Tony Ortiz standing by. T.O.
Dan and Jim with the Lions going on offense first. One of the things to watch for in this game will be the play of tight end Brandon Pettigrew, who has struggled in recent weeks with drop passes and fumbles at critical times in the game. Problems he's pretty confident are behind him.
I know my guys got my back and vice versa. It's definitely a rough patch for me, and I will get through it. Because that's just the type of player and the type of person I am. Just come back with a good attitude and play fundamental football and get back to what I'm capable of doing.
Hey, guys, you want a quick look into the mindset of the Lions today. Just before he broke the team town, before they headed back into the locker room, Kyle VandenBosch told the players, look, everybody blanking hates us. Let's give them a reason to hate us. Let's win this game. Pretty good mindset into the fact, guys, that the Lions are playing that lack of respect card heading into this game against the Colts.
Only guy you got is the guy standing right next to you. That's what the Lions need. Got to figure out a way to snap this three-game losing streak and win some games down the stretch. Getting set for the 41st all-time meeting between these two franchises, dating back to the Colts days in Baltimore. Baltimore leads the series with a record of 2018-2. They've also won the last Lions victory between these two back in 97, about a 32-10 victory at the Silverdome. You will see some familiar faces on the other side. Corey Redding, former Lion, starts on that defensive line for the Indianapolis Colts. Opening kickoffs brought to you by the new 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. And we're set to go. Waiting on TV to give us the go-ahead.
Familiar faces, interesting. Drew Stanton, also the backup quarterback to Andrew Luck for the Colts. Drew spent time, obviously, here in Detroit with the Lions, also at Michigan State. And his name came up this week as that guy for the other team could give the Colts some inside information on the Lions. And Jim Schwartz kind of poo-pooed that.
Colts said they debriefed him, got everything that they could. But, teams change. Bottom line is, Brandy, at this point, everybody knows what everybody does. You just got to go out and do it. Execute. Play.
That's exactly right. There are no secrets anymore. It's about execution.
Pat McAfee set to kick it off, and we're ready to go. Back deep for the Lions, Stephon Logan. Here's the run-up and the kick, and we're underway. It's a good one. It'll drive Logan back and out of the back of the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and the Lions will have it first and 10 at their own 20. Here comes that offense, which features the number one-ranked passing attack in the NFL. 312.5 yards per game. It has been a case this year, Brandy, where the yards have been there consistently. Scoring has not.
Yep, and that's what they've got to do is finish drives. Get into the end zone. Take six, don't take three. Interesting matchup all day. Jeff Back is at left tackle coming off that hamstring. Will he be able to match up with Freenian Mathis?
Lions go from the gun on first and 10. Stafford with LeSure to his left takes the snap, wants to throw. Blitz comes, they pick it up. Stafford's got Calvin at the 26-yard line, shakes the tackler to the 30, and gets out to the 31. Picks up 11 and a first down, brought down by Cassius Vaughn. So the Lions go right to the air and move the chains on their first play from scrimmage.
You got a physical mismatch there, Calvin against Vaughn. Vaughn's just 5'11", 195, and Calvin is obviously 6'5", 230, 240. You want that physical matchup, and Calvin able to run out of a tackle for a first down.
Great blitz pickup by Michael LeSure to allow Stafford to throw that ball. Now first and 10 Lions from their own 31. Stafford changing the play at the line. Up under center, single back LeSure. He gets it. Over the right side, hit and drop, taken down by Corey Redding, the former Lion, after a gain of 3. Gets to the 34. That'll bring up second down and 7. Redding played last year in Baltimore. Made his way to the Colts in Indianapolis this year. Lions go to a two tight end set. Pettigrew and Heller both in there. They send Calvin Johnson to the left side. Ryan Broyles to the right. Stafford out of the gun.
Colts move Freeney over to the left defensive end, working against Gosger.
Stafford wants to throw. Four-man rush. He's got time. Left flat. Throws it out. Incomplete. In and out of the hands of Michael LeSure at the 36-yard line. That'll bring up now third down and 7 for the Lions.
Interesting when you see the Colts flip-flop their defensive ends or their outside backers. That time again, you saw Freeney normally lined up over there on Backus on the left side, Detroit. This time moves over the other side against Gosder Cherilis. Now they go back the other way with Mathis against Gosder Cherilis and Freeney over on the other side against Backus.
Lions send Tony Scheffler wide right, slot right. Calvin Johnson, two receivers to the left as well. Stafford out of the gun on third and 7. Opening drive of the game. Stafford takes, looks, throws, wants Scheffler in and out of his hands, incomplete. Nice play by Jarrell Freeman, one of the inside linebackers, to reach a hand in there and knock the ball away, and the Lions will have to punt it away.
And again, another matchup you like. Scheffler against the linebacker, that's pretty much a go-to all day long, but give Freeman some credit. He stayed with Scheffler, got a hand in on the slant, and knocked it away.
T.Y. Hilton into return for the Colts. Took one back for a touchdown last week. Nick Harris sends it on its way. That's a good punt. Hilton backs up, calls for the fair catch at the 16-yard line and makes it there. It's a 50-yard punt for Nick Harris. And the Colts will begin their opening possession deep in their own end. It is 0-0 here at Ford Field. 13:32 to go, first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number 2, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 2, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM. Call Sam.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference.
We get it.
Here come the Colts on offense for the first time, led by Andrew Luck, first overall pick in this past year's draft. 6'4", 234, rookie out of Stanford, quarterback rating 76.8. Comes in with 13 touchdown passes, 13 interceptions. Keep in mind, though, 10 of those 13 interceptions have been on the road. Lions would love to add to that number today. First and 10. Luck up under center. They scrimmage from their own 16. Ballard the lone back. Luck takes, wants to throw. Looks right. Now he's in trouble. Gonna get hit. Gonna go down. And Dobikin Sue's got him. Inside the 10-yard line and back at the 9.
Hey, Dan, Sue gets the sack. But give Nick Fairley some credit. Fairley pushes the pocket and he takes the step up away from Luck. He's got a bail. At that point when he bails out, guess who's there? Ndamukong Suh.
Loss of seven on the play. It'll be second and 17. Colts backed up at their own nine. They go to a three-receiver set. Hilton, Wayne, and Avery in there. Luck will operate from the gun. Standing on his own four-yard line. Lions go nickel five defensive backs. Luck, quick throw, right side. Knocked up in the air and incomplete. Intended for Donnie Avery. Trying to set up a little receiver screen out there. That'll bring up third and 17. First quarter brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
This offense is real conservative in most instances, especially when they're down near their own goal line. Andrew Luck, even though he's played a lot of football in this league, still a rookie. They will trust their defense rather than put Luck in a tough spot here.
Reggie Wayne goes slot left. Jacob Lacey, the former Colt, over there to watch him. Luck takes the snap on third and 17. They set up the screen to Ballard. Ballard hit at the 10, spins out of a tackle to the 15, gets to the 16-yard line. So he's back to the original line of scrimmage, and the Colts will have to punt it away as it'll be fourth down. Cliff Averill came over to make the tackle. But that series set up by that sack by Ndamukong Suh and the pressure that helped him along the way there by Nick Fairley.
Really tough to come back any league from a negative play of 7 or 8 yards. You get down behind the down box, you got problems. Even the Colts and Andrew Luck.
Suh with 5.5 sacks this year after his most recent effort. McAfee the punt. Logan to his right, catches it to 33. Right sideline to the 40 and gets across to the 42-yard line. And that's where the Lions will take over. First down and 10. Sergio Brown with the tackle on special teams. 57-yard punt, 9-yard return. 12:34 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless at Ford Field. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Honey?
Yeah?
Be honest.
Okay.
Do you love me solely because of my devastating good looks?
Yes.
But what about my brain?
Eh.
How about now?
Wow.
A veritable feast all ordered off McDonald's dollar menu.
A beefy McDouble sandwich, fruit and yogurt parfait, a refreshing sweet tea.
All delicious and only a buck each.
I was so wrong, honey.
That's all right.
Now I do love you for your brain.
And my dimpled chin.
Eh.
McDonald's dollar menu. The simple joy of being smart. I participate in McDonald's, a la carte only.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at US Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, US Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
US Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com. To get your $8 day coupon.
Listen up, everybody. If you've been injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Put the Bernstein Advantage to work for you today. Best call you'll ever make. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Here come the Lions. First quarter, they've got the ball back. Good starting position. They've got it at their own 42 as they begin this drive. Today's Bell Tire first half contestant is Michael Schrocker from Interlochen. If the Lions score a touchdown this half, you'll win a $100 gift card and Lions jersey courtesy of Bell Tire. You want to get in? Do it. Go to belltire.com. Click the touchdown contest button. All right, on first down, they give it to LeSure. Starts right, cuts back left, picks up a couple out to the 43-yard line. Give him one on the play. It'll be second and 9. Robert Mathis makes the stop. As he has been doing for a long time, Mathis and Freeney have been mainstays on this Colts defense for many years. Freeney a number one pick in 02, Mathis a fifth round pick in 03.
I think one of the great stories in this Colts defense is Freeman, their inside linebacker, comes here from the Canadian Football League. Talk about a guy that never gave up. This guy is a never give up guy who leads them in tackles.
Second and 9 for the Lions. Stafford takes the snap. Goes, throws, got it to Calvin to the 45-yard line. Not much on the play. Pressure was coming that time. Had to get rid of it. It's a 2-yard gain. Tackled by Antoine Buffet. That'll bring up now third down and 7 for the Lions. Did a good job getting on the board early last week against Houston. You'd love to do that. Get the Colts back on their heels here. You mentioned it, Brandy. They can be a conservative offense.
And that's the key. You've got, I think, to take them out of that conservative offense by getting up on them early.
Stafford on third down and seven. Movement up front. Corey Redding was the first man in.
Well, Gosder Cheryl has moved, but I think he's going to get the encroachment call against
neutral
Redding.
Zone infraction. Defense number 98. 5-yard penalty. Still third down.
Now, it looked like Corey Redding. They said 98. We thought it was Redding up here. Mathis is on the other side, but nonetheless.
3-5 yards, takes it to third and two. Lions will take that every time.
Here we go. Third down and two. They scrimmage from midfield. Lions trying to keep this drive alive. Scoreless game. 11:05 to go here first quarter. Stafford out of the gun, looking out over that defense. Takes the snap. Got time. Sets and throws. Got Calvin. First down in Colt territory at the 40. Calvin head down at the 38 and diving down to the 36-yard line. Joe Lefege with the tackle, 14 yards and a first down for Detroit.
Well, they like the matchup. Calvin against Cassius Vaughn on that corner. And Calvin does a great job that time of getting downfield, forcing the back pedal by Vaughn, and then busting off a slant cut, getting inside position. Safeties are deep, no underneath coverage. Easy pitch and catch for the first down.
Calvin, 3 catches, 27 yards so far. First and 10 Lions from the Colt 36. Stafford up under center. He takes quick throw left side. Got it complete. Caught. Broyles with it. Inside the 35 and Broyles down to the 33-yard line. Tackled there by Vontae Davis. Back from an injury this week. It's a 3-yard gain for Detroit. Second and 7 on the way. Davis picked up in the preseason in a trade with Miami. Fourth-year player out of Illinois.
Tell you, the Ryan's got to give Calvin a little bit of time out there to set a block. You can set that up as a runner. But, again, he has got to help Calvin out on that. By setting that block up, he'll get more yardage.
9:45 to go first quarter, second and 7 Lions. Stafford gives. LeSure straight up the gut, gets down to the 30. Still about 4 yards shy of a first down. Connor with the tackle. That'll bring up another third down situation for Detroit. They'll bring some different personnel in the game. Scheffler and Kevin Smith come in.
You know, Kevin's become a third down back kind of in the early going for the Lions. But I think Scheffler's the key guy here. Without Titus Young, he becomes that slot receiver, more of a wide receiver than a tight end type. And here we see him splits wide right.
Third and 4 for the Lions from the Colt 30. Stafford out of the gun. Calvin in motion from left to right. Stafford takes, looks, throws, wants Calvin, and Calvin didn't get turned around in time to locate the football. Big pressure coming on Stafford that time from Robert Mathis, and Stafford took a shot after he threw the ball. That'll bring a fourth down, and the Lions will have to send Jason Hansen on for a field goal attempt.
Coming from Stafford's blind side that time. He was looking left, so Gosser Chalice over there, right tackle, and Mathis just got a piece of him, but I think he forced that ball out a little bit early, and that's why I don't think Calvin was ready for it.
48-yard attempt for Hansen. He's ready. Snap, spot, kick on the way. It is up, and Jason sends it through. The Lions get on the board first with 8:49 to go first quarter. It is the Lions 3 and the Colts nothing. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get the financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business, and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seemed to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said, call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number 2. tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 2, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Jason Hansen with a 48-yard field goal to open the scoring in this one. That takes us to the University of Toledo and Kicks for College. For every Lions field goal over 45 yards, $300 will be deposited to the University of Toledo's scholarship fund. The University of Toledo, turning dreams into jobs. 3-0 Lions, 8:49 to go first quarter. Cassius Vaughn back deep to take the kick. Jason Hansen's got it on the tee, and he's ready to get going. Pacing off his run-up. Sure, for Jason, getting back to it was a good thing because yep. I imagine that missed kick in overtime against Houston did not stray far from his mind since that Thursday game a week and a half ago. Vaughn takes it about 7 yards deep, takes a knee. Right now, we'll head back to our NFL studios. Matt Derry standing by. It's the Call Sam Studios, 1-800-CALL-SAM Studios with an NFL update. Diesel.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. Of course, Heavy Heart's in Kansas City today. Chiefs going to play that game with the Panthers despite the death yesterday. Kansas City in their first possession today. Peyton Hillis, a 2-yard touchdown. They took a 7-0 lead. Cam Newton responded with a touchdown pass for Carolina. 7-7 Panthers and Chiefs. First quarter in KC. Back to you.
All right, Deez, thanks. Huge roar here from the crowd as they showed Miguel Cabrera at the game today wearing an Ndamukong Suh jersey. Fans loving that. First and 10 Colts from their own 20. Luck up under center. He turns, gives to Ballard, tries the right side. Gets out to the 24, gets 4. It'll be 2nd down and 6. Justin Durant takes him down there.
Well, the triple crown winner, Miguel Cabrera, that's some rare air there. And to have on Ndamukong Suh's jersey, given the controversy Suh's had to endure the last couple of weeks, a pretty good endorsement, wouldn't you think, Dan?
Absolutely. 2nd down and 6 here. Lions showing blitz. Luck looking right at it. Now he comes out with a quick throw. Knocked up in the air and incomplete. Got tipped at the line of scrimmage. Lions were bringing the heat that time. It was intended for Donnie Avery. But the Lions showed blitz, brought the blitz. Luck tried to get the quick hitter, but the Lions did a nice job of knocking it down.
Tell you what, the Lions are kind of putting together a little bit of a defensive game plan that looks like Green Bay and what Green Bay did to Andrew Luck when they played. Green Bay built a 21-3 first half lead against them. And they did it by giving them a lot of different looks up front and blitzing like crazy. Now, they came back to beat Green Bay, but still, different looks defensively is what it looks like Luck's having trouble with.
3rd and 6. Out of the gun, it's Luck. Back to pass, sets and throws. Got to complete. It's Hilton. And look out. Hilton, middle of the field. 50, Lions territory at the 40. 30 being chased from behind at the 20. And slips down at the 17-yard line. Hilton, like he was shot out of a cannon, caught it in stride. And the Lions hold him to a 59-yard gain. They're lucky he didn't take it all the way back to the house. They had a good angle on him from the far side. And he's finally brought down by Chris Houston. And that takes the Colts into the red zone. Lions red zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. That's the longest passing play of the season for Andrew Luck.
Well, and that's the toughest part about playing blitzing type defense. You leave your secondary in man coverage. They hit him in man coverage, and Hilton got free.
From the Lions 17, out of the gun, it's Luck. Takes, wants to throw, looking right, now comes back left, throws, end zone, overthrows his intended target. Kobe Fleener, the rookie tight end out of Stanford. Those two know each other well, obviously playing together in school, and boy, he was open. But Luck just overthrew him. Down to the sidelines we go in T.O.
Dan and Jim, injury update from down here. Right now, training staff working on Ryan Broyles' right knee, has a right knee injury. His return questionable. Lions kind of thin right now at wide receiver with Titus Young and Brian Robisky both inactive today.
Something to keep an eye on there, Tony. Might need more from Tony Sheffer, who plays a lot in the slot anyway.
Now, the problem is, too, Broyles had a knee injury last year. Took him a while to get back and ready to play.
2nd and 10, Luck takes the snap. They're going to keep it on the ground. Ballard not going to get anything.
got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Steven Tulloch and Corey Williams team up to take him down. It'll be third and 10 now for the Colts from the Lions 17.
Remember, Broyles was drafted coming off an ACL problem and an ACL surgery out of Oklahoma. So you worry about his knees, given the fact that he's had some issues with his knees coming into the season.
Just now getting back to being 100%. Coming off a 100-plus yard game last week against Houston. We'll have to see whether or not he can get back in there today. Third down and 10 for the Colts from the Lions 17. Detroit up 3-0. Indianapolis knocking on the door. Blitz comes. Lock back. Throws. Got a man inside the 10. Into the end zone. Donnie Avery for a touchdown with a flag down. And this is going to go
against the Lions.
Against the Lions. So the touchdown will stand. Nice play by Luck. The Lions brought the house. He beat the blitz with the throw to Avery. And Avery made his way into the end zone. That's a heady play by the rookie.
Pass interference. Defense number 32. Spot foul. Automatic. First down.
Well, the problem you got is, again, it goes back to that. If you bring the heavy blitz, you're leaving somebody in man coverage. The Colts that time went with a bunch receiver set to the right and one guy Avery to the left.
It's a completed pass for a touchdown. The penalty is declined.
And that little slant cut, that little inside move, gets Avery open. And once he's open, Luck is able, under duress, an unblocked man coming right into his face. It was Louis Delmas. He gets the pass away, and it's Don Carey that was beaten on the inside move.
Well, you know you're on an island if you're Don Carey when they're blitzing like that. You got to have better coverage. That's the Colts making a play, and the Lions didn't. And the Colts now have the lead. It's 7-3, Indianapolis on top, 6:29 to go here in the first. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
They say, giving you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Honey?
Yeah?
Be honest.
Okay.
Do you love me solely because of my devastating good looks?
Yes.
But what about my brain? How about now?
Wow.
A veritable feast all ordered off McDonald's dollar menu.
A beefy McDouble sandwich, fruit and yogurt parfait, a refreshing sweet tea.
All delicious and only a buck each.
I was so wrong, honey.
That's all right.
Now I do love you for your brain.
And my dimpled chin.
McDonald's dollar menu. The simple joy of being smart. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name, and this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry. Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
The Student Heart Check Program saves lives. Text SCREEN to 50555 and donate $10 to save a kid's life. Text SCREEN to 50555. Messaging rates apply.
All right, back at Ford Field, 7-3, Indianapolis on top. Lions will get the football back. Colts went 80 yards. Six plays, took 220 off the clock. Luck to Avery from 17 yards out.
2 of 2 on third down was Luck. 60 yards to Hilton and 17 to Avery. Right there, those two big plays. That's the reason the Colts have this lead right now. And it's because of the Lions trying to throw the big blitz. And Avery able to beat Drayton Florence and get open in one-on-one situation down that red zone. And that's why he was able to get in.
Kickoff will be taken 7 yards deep by Logan. He's coming out. He hesitated for a moment, and that's not a good decision. Logan is going to be taken down shy of the 15-yard line by Jerry Hughes, backup outside linebacker. And Logan, you just can't hesitate and then come out. He took a half step, thought about it, and then came out, and they're going to take him down at the 13-yard line. That's he who hesitates on kickoff returns is lost. Today's game brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official health care of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
You could use that phrase, though, for a lot of things.
Yes.
Not just kickoff returns.
First and 10 Lions from their own 13. Stafford up under center. Heller in motion from right to left. LeSure the lone back. Stafford takes, gives to Michael, trying to get outside left us to the 15. Spins at the 16 and taken down at the 17-yard line. Vontae Davis coming up to support the run. Stops him after a 4-yard gain. Down to the field, Tony Ortiz, T.O.
Dan and Jim, update on the Colts' offensive side of the ball. Joe Wrights, their starting left guard, taken off the field on a cart with an undisclosed injury. We'll keep you updated on that. Meanwhile, Jeff Linkenbach expected to step in as the left guard for the Colts when they go back on offense.
Now, Linkenbach's had opportunities to play before. And so it's not like they're going to an untested backup. He's been in there quite a bit before.
Mike Thomas in there as the Lions' second receiver. Ryan Broyles not in the game at the moment. Second down for the Lions. Stafford setting up a screen. Does right side. Got it complete. Joyke Bell slips a man. Gets to the 20. Bell outside. 25. Cuts it up. 30. And he gets out to the 32-yard line. Nice play call there for the Lions by Scott Linehan. 15-yard gain and a first down.
Real nice move, though, by Joyke Bell early. He lets one of the Colt defenders overrun him, and he cuts it back behind him. Once he gets that cut back behind the Colt defender, he now has open field, and he gets upfield for a big first down.
LeSure back in the game along with Riley Reif, who will report as eligible. Provide the Lions with a sixth offensive lineman in the game. Lines up tight to the line right side. Stafford up under center. LeSure the lone back. Now they shift to an offset eye. Stafford wants to throw. Rolling right. Looking. Throwing deep. Wants. Scheffler. Scheffler makes the catch, but out of bounds. No, they're going to say inbounds. Oh, my goodness. What a play by Tony. I didn't think there was any way he could catch that ball at the Colt 29-yard line.
I didn't think there was any way either, but they ruled it a catch, and the Lions are going to come right to the line. They don't want a challenge from Bruce Arians over there in the Colts.
You're not going to get a replay from inside the stadium. Stafford ducks in behind center, takes the snap. The Lions run the play. LeSure's going to get thrown for a loss. Justin Hickman drops him, but the Lions just wanted to make sure they kept that yardage. He's dropped for a loss back to the 32.
Well, I'd take the yardage, too.
Wow. I, for all the world, never thought Tony Scheffler could make that catch. What a play.
Wow.
Taking a look at the replay right here. Left foot down, right foot down. He made it. 39 yards on that connection.
You know what that indicates there? What a really good call by the official. Is that one, for all the world, to me and to you, Dan, looked like he was OB.
Second and 13 for the Lions from the Colt 32. Stafford out of the gun, takes, sets and throws. Got Calvin at the 25. Calvin spun down right there. It's a gain of 7 on the play. It's going to bring up now 3rd down and 6.
Well, they're going to be all day with that. If the Colts cover the Lions tight end and Calvin is lined up to the tight end side, okay, that inside linebacker takes the tight end. Calvin has no underneath coverage, and he can get inside position on slant routes on that corner anytime he wants.
Lions 1 out of 3 on 3rd down, looking at a 3rd and 6 here from the Colt 25. They trail 7-3. Stafford out of the gun. It's a 4-man rush. Stafford with time. Sets, throws. Got it. Caught. 1st down. Tony Scheffler. Scheffler's got it, and he's got it by the nose of the football down at the 19-yard line. Taken down immediately by Darius Butler. But into the red zone they go. This trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park.
The matchup there is so good with Scheffler, big receiver again, okay, against the 5'10" Darius Butler from the Colts. He's a cornerback. And yet you've got Scheffler at 6'5". What better matchup could you get? And Stafford exploited it.
1st and 10 Lions from the Colt 19. Stafford out of the gun, 2 left, 1 right. Stafford takes inside handoff to LeSure. LeSure is met in the hole as he gets down to the 17-yard line by Antonio Johnson. It's a gain of 2 on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 8. 2:20 to go first quarter, 7-3, Colts on top. I feel the Lions, this is one of those times we just need the end zone. You know, too often this year we've seen them settle for field goals instead of touchdowns.
You got to answer the Colts score with a score of your own. not a field goal, a touchdown. Match them and get that three-point lead back.
Second down from the Colts 16. Stafford out of the gun. He's got it. With time, sets throws, deep middle, wants Calvin. In the end zone, touchdown. Nope, Brandon Pettigrew's got it. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
What a catch.
Brandon Pettigrew had trouble hanging on last week, but he hung on to that one.
You got Pettigrew again, matched up against the linebacker. In this instance, he gets the job done, and that's a tough catch. The ball is thrown back shoulder. It's Foku, the linebacker, has his head turned. And what happens is Stafford throws the ball just over the ear hole of the linebacker, and Pettigrew picks it right off his shoulder pad. Really nice pass. Very nice catch by Pettigrew for the Lion touchdown.
Third touchdown of the year for Pettigrew. Eight plays, 87 yards for the Lions. Hansen for the extra point. It is up and good, and the Lions now lead it again. It is 10-7. Detroit on top, 1:48 to go in the first. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
It's a Hail Mary. Jones pulls it in. Touchdown!
Yeah! I'm in Jay Ross's living room. Jay, your team just won the game. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to break open another bottle of Crown Royal.
Excuse me?
We got to celebrate. Woo! Going to celebrate with some crew.
There you have it. Jay Ross saying the words every fan longs to hear. I'm going to break out another bottle of Crown Royal.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. 2012, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference. We get it.
Well, coming in, Matthew Stafford needed 71 yards to reach 3,500 in the season in his first 12 games for the second consecutive year. He's got that 9 out of 12 for 113 yards. For the season now, he's got 3,542 yards as he is back on pace to eclipse 5,000 for the second straight year. But what will matter most to him is getting in the end zone for those touchdowns, well, putting that, points on the board.
That was a very nice throw in a tight spot and a nice catch by Pettigrew for the Lion touchdown. Really decent coverage, but again, when that linebacker does not turn his head to play the ball, Stafford feels comfortable throwing it right in there to the back shoulder.
Run up in the kick by Hansen. Cassius Vaughn, 4 yards deep, and he'll stay right there. It's a case, Brandy, of a kick that wasn't that deep, but that had a lot of height on it. And I think Vaughn realized that, and he stayed right where he was in an area where oftentimes you'll see that guy return it.
Well, so often people don't understand that kickoffs, hang time is just as important as it is on punts. The more that ball's in the air, the longer you have an opportunity for your coverage unit to get down there inside the 20 and close in on that kick return guy. High and deep, just like a golfer, is a good thing in kickoffs.
Donald Brown back into the game. First round draft pick back in 09 for the Colts. He's in at running back. Luck up under center. Turns quick throw right side. Got it complete. Reggie Wayne with it. Across the 20 to the 25 and follows his blocker out of bounds to the 26-yard line. It's a gain of 6. It'll be second down and 4 with 1:43 to go in the first. Down to the sidelines, Tony Ortiz.
Hey, Dan and Jim, let's update the Joe Wright's injury. It is concussion testing at this point. That's what he's in the locker room for right now for a possible concussion. His return is questionable.
All right, thank you, Tony. That is the starting left guard for Indianapolis. So they have to shake things up. Linkenbach now gets a chance.
Luck on second down, and this isn't going anywhere. Handed it to Donald Brown, and Brown is swallowed up and taken down by Kyle VandenBosch for a loss back to the 23-yard line. It's a loss of three on the play. That'll bring up a third and seven.
Okay, there's an example. You've got VandenBosch and Levy probably getting credit for that tackle. You know who makes a play?
Ndamukong Suh.
Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley inside. They're the guys that create the havoc, and there's no place for the running back to go, and the other guys clean up.
Third and seven now for the Colts. They go empty. Luck goes out of the gun. Lions show a four-man front. Luck takes four-man rush. Luck with time. Sets throws deep middle. Oh, should have been picked off. In and out of the hands of Justin Durant at the 37-yard line. And he smacks the ground with both hands. He knows he should have had that one with 29 seconds to go in the first quarter.
They gave Luck a look like it was the blitz, but they backed out of it. And Durant got into coverage, underneath coverage. He was hitting that pass on the first possession, the last possession. This time there was a linebacker underneath. When he tried to go over the middle, he very nearly got it picked off.
Logan back to take the punt. It's a good one. Logan to his left and back to the 16-yard line, left sideline. Logan makes a couple of men miss, gets out to the 20 and out to the 24-yard line, close to the 25 when he's forced out by Cavell Connor. Today's game brought to you by ABC Warehouse, official electronics provider of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Nice punt, 61 yards.
That was a beauty.
11-yard return.
And you talk hang time? I mean, that's 61, an 11-yard return. That's net 50. You'll take that about every time out.
Net 50 would give you the rare honor of being a punter, the unheard of honor of being a punter in the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Net 50 for a career, you'd be in on a first ballot.
Here come the Lions now, first and 10 from their own 25. They lead 10-7. Stafford up under center, Joyke Bell the running back. Stafford turns, fakes the give to Joyke, rolls, wants the throw, does. Got it to Pettigrew. Crossed the 30 to the 35-yard line, very close to a first down. Moses Fokou makes the stop. That should, in fact, be a first down and a 10-yard gain. It will also take us to the end of the first quarter. We've played one at Ford Field. It's the Lions leading the Colts by a score of 10-7. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross Health Plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.